with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration has federal officers operating with a new sense of mission.
The number of immigration-related arrests each day has more than doubled since President Trump took office. Matthew Elliston with Immigration and Customs Enforcement was involved in raids around Washington, D.C. He says the worst go first.
So far, we've apprehended the man wanted for homicide in El Salvador. We've apprehended the armed robber.
Elliston says nobody gets a free pass anymore.
Looking for these guys will never stop.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Under President Trump's new directives, officers can now arrest people without legal status if they run across them while looking for migrants targeted for removal. Under Joe Biden, such collateral arrests were banned. Also at SRNNews.com, rain has mostly moved out of Southern California after the first significant storm of the season brought weekend downpours that did aid firefighters. Ash and mud flowed across streets, but no significant problems reported Monday in areas scorched by wildfires. More than an inch of rain fell in many areas. The village of East Palestine, Ohio, and Norfolk Southern have reached a $22 million agreement to settle claims from a disastrous 2023 train derailment.
The settlement is to be used for village priorities. It also recognizes about $13.5 million that Norfolk Southern has paid the village and reaffirms the company's commitment of $25 million to ongoing improvements to the city park. Officials fearing a possible uncontrolled blast released and burned toxic vinyl chloride. Additional legal actions are pending. Residents are challenging Norfolk Southern's $600 million settlement related to the crash. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow ahead 109 points. The NASDAQ composite 338 points higher. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court takes up another religious freedom case. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
The justices have announced they will consider whether the state of Oklahoma can approve the establishment of what would be the nation's first religious charter school, paid for by taxpayers. Oklahoma's highest court has declared the plan unconstitutional under the so-called separation of church and state. The St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School would receive state funding while be administered by the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school has worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition, favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians, because its broad language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the indictment of South Korea's president.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has become the country's first leader to be indicted, less than 2 weeks after he was the first to be detained. The impeached, jailed president, who had been holed up in his presidential compound for weeks after issuing a shocking martial law decree last month, now faces rebellion charges that are punishable by the death penalty or life in prison. It's part of a tortuous saga that has plunged South Korea into political turmoil. A separate proceeding will determine whether to formally dismiss Yoon as president or reinstate him. I'm Karen Chamas.
News reports say the tail of a passenger plane with 176 people on board caught fire before takeoff in South Korea. It happened at Gimhae International Airport in the southeastern city of Busan. That plane had been bound for Hong Kong. Three people were slightly injured. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.